All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, up to myth number 81. Learning today is sponsored by Malki Carlin in memory of her father, Moshe Meir ben Alexander HaKohen, Tehinish Masatura B'tzura Chaim. All right, got this request, and a long time ago it came up again recently, and it's an important topic, and that is when to answer Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo. We know we answer it to some brachos, we don't answer it to all brachos, right? When you hear someone say a bracha, they say Shem Hashem. So just a good example, during Chazaras HaShatz, everybody responds, Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo, and then Amen at the end of the bracha. Right? Amen is just affirming that we believe in the bracha. Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo is specifically giving honor to God's name, who we hear in the middle of the bracha. But we don't always say Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo. So when do we say it? When do we not say it? It's a pretty simple distinction, but as always with some exceptions and caveats and whatnot. So we'll get to all that. And then a fascinating reason, but I'm going to have to put that in a separate video right after this, but you should listen to that as well. Very interesting. Okay. So first of all, why do we say Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo at all? Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo, blessed is he and blessed is his name in response to hearing Hashem's name in a bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's either based on a pasuk, Kishem Hashem Akra Havu Godol Elokeinu, pasuk in Parshas Hazinu, or it's just a svar, it's logic, if even when we mention a tzaddik's name, a tzaddik who passed away, you know, if Moshe Feinstein, Zichr Tzaddik Levracha, Zatzal. So even for a tzaddik, if we would attach a nice praise to his name, Zichr Tzaddik Levracha, so Alachas Kama Vakama, even more so when we mention Hashem's name, we should attach a praise to that, and that would be Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo. Piskei Tshuvos, as he often does, quotes a Kavachaim, he says there's also deeper Kabbalistic implications to saying Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo. We should say it carefully, don't swallow it. So there's also that as well. Just a side note, and the Piskei Tshuvos points this out, that like Piskei Tshuvos, that you might think we should always say it, like even at the end of Ashrei, right, in Musa. Tehilas Hashem Yadaber Pi. So that Hashem, we should say Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo. For some reason, the minhag is only in a bracha. Only if Shem Hashem comes up in the context of a bracha. Okay. So when do we say it? When do we not say it? So the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Kuf Chav Dalet by Chazaras HaShatz are pretty clear. If it's Chazaras HaShatz, for example, if it's a type of bracha, there are two categories of brachos. If it's a type of bracha that we are not being yotze in, like Chazaras HaShatz, I already daven Shmona Esrei. I don't need to be yotze Shmona Esrei again. I'm just listening in. Then you can answer Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo. Or Birchas HaShachar in the morning. I said my whole Birchas HaShachar. But the Chazan the Minhag is, the Chazan says it out loud. I should and could answer Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo there, because I'm not being Yotze. If, however, it's a bracha that I'm being Yotze, the Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Chav Dalet, Siv Katan Chav Aleph, gives examples. He says, if it's Kiddush, Friday night, or Yantif night, Mikra Megillah, Shofar, these are brachas that I need to be Yotze, and that somebody else is saying it, but it's for me. He's saying Kiddush for me. He's saying the bracha on Shofar for me. He's saying the bracha on Megillah for me. So now if I were to throw in a Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo in the middle of his bracha, that would be considered a hefsek, an interruption in my bracha, and then that would ruin the bracha. So that's a pretty simple distinction. If it's a bracha that I'm not being yotze in, then I could and should say Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo. If it's a bracha that I am being yotze in, Kiddush, Megillah, Shofar, they're easy examples, then I cannot say Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo, because that would be a hefsek. What if I accidentally say it during Kiddush? I'm spacing out and the person saying Baruch Ad Hashem, Kenem Alchem Bar Pi Agafen, and after I hear Baruch Ad Hashem, I say Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo. So B'di'evet, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that you don't need to repeat the bracha. Say for Isha Yisrael says the same thing. B'di'evet, you're okay. Okay. Interestingly, there are some opinions, four reasons given for not ever saying Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo, even for brachos that I'm not being yotze, even for Chazaras HaShatz. So in the Maaser Rav, the Vilna Gaon is quoted as not having answered Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo to Chazaras HaShatz. He thought it was still a hefsek. He thought it's still like, I'm still supposed to be answering Amin to the bracha. And he felt that doing so, saying Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo, would be a hefsek. Requires more analysis, but the Vilna Gaon did not answer Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo, even to Chazaras HaShatz. The Orchos Rabbeinu says the Chazan Ish did not answer Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo, even to Chazaras HaShatz. Okay. Reason number two, the Aruch HaShulchan quote is very interesting, that some Gedolim wouldn't answer Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo to Chazaras HaShatz because they don't want to confuse people. Maybe people don't realize the distinction I just said, and these people will think you always should say Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo, even to Kiddush, even to Megillah, even to Brachos that you need to be Yotze in. So rather than confuse the people and end up having them say Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo to Bracha, they need to be Yotze in and create a Hefsek. So better to not say it at all, and that's what the Aruch HaShulchan said. Some didn't never answered Baruch Hu V'ruch Shemo. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah, the Shaar Tzion say in Sivkat and Kuf Chav Dalet, Sivkat and Chav Beis there, that if you have a short bracha like Baruch Ad Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Bokeach Ivrim or Baruch Ad Hashem Chonin Adas, So if you answer Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo, you might miss the end of the bracha if the chazan doesn't wait. And then you can't say Amin, or your Amin is maybe Amin Yisoma. So for short brachos, better to just forego saying Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo and not risk missing the end of the bracha. Better to just do that and say Amin to the end of the bracha. So these are three reasons given, and you know, big opinions for never answering Baruch Hu V'Roch Shemo. And there is a fourth one, fascinating, but I got to do that in its own video, and I'll do that right now.